This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is a woman?
You are nuts. You're not a woman. You don't look like a woman. You don't act like a woman.
At the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be.
Here. And that's what's being promoted to our children as young as age three.
He's like, well, I don't think kids should be trans. I mean, they're little babies. And they're like, what?
Are you serious?
Yes.
I lived 8 years as Laura Jensen until I woke up.
Brothers and sisters, we're halfway there. This is your brother Eddie from The Dean Show, and alhamdulillah, we are purchasing a 35,000 square foot property to build the Dean Center, a Dawah Center, a masjid, the first of its kind in America, and we are halfway there to closing on the property. We have $700,000 left that must be collected this month in order to close on the property. Get the tremendous rewards by helping to build the Dean Center with us by donating right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to The Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host, and my next guest, Brenda Lipsack, runs Brenda for Kids. The purpose of Brenda for Kids is to pull back the curtain on what's really going on in public education. Parents have been left in the dark about many changes concerning educational content, laws, policies, and the fast erosion of parental rights. As a public teacher in California and former school board member, she hopes she will help you see the evidence for yourself and help you make an informed decision. And we're here to discuss today with her this film by Matt Walsh, What is a Woman? To get her reaction to this and ours, let's bring out Brenda Lipsack. How are you doing, Brenda?
Good. Good to be with you, Eddie.
It's nice to have you back on the program. How's everything with you? How you been?
Fighting the fight.
Yes, yes. So you got a chance to watch this film?
Yes, Well, It's a Woman, and also The Dr. Phil show that Matt Walsh was on.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought what he did, Matt Walsh, in What is a Woman, is he exposed how many of our medical experts, such as he interviewed pediatrics and also from Tennessee, a professor of gender studies, and it just shows how wackadoodle these people are, who are considered the experts of the field, are saying, you know, all these genders and kids can say whatever gender they want to be. And it's just, it's mind blowing.
I want to go ahead and share a clip from the film, so some people who haven't seen it, they can kind of get an idea on what was being talked about in the film.
If I were to say that I'm a black man, would you accept that, or would you be skeptical?
Are you black? Are you African American? Are you biracial?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you don't look that, and I don't think it doesn't sound like that's a genuine statement of who you are.
Okay, so that's my point. I could make a statement about who I am that's incorrect.
Of course, I think it's well established that human beings can lie, yes.
Or not even lie. I mean, I could just be mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you're going. I guess this all comes back, this all comes down to really one question. Especially women, gender, and sexuality studies. So what is a woman?
What was this? This was a professor in the university?
Yes, gender studies professor in Tennessee University.
Mm-hmm. So what was this? Can you kind of break down what kind of conversation were they having, and what was the point that he was trying to make?
The point is that gender identity is basically what's between the ears, like how you perceive yourself to be, which could be anything. And sexuality is, as he said, between the legs, your genitalia, your biological gender or sexuality. Yes.
So I noticed that in the film, there's a distinction that they're trying to make. Okay, so you have, what is it? Because you this is what you deal with on a regular basis. So you have biology, and then they try to separate the two. What is it? biology, your sex, and then your gender.
Right. They're separating the two, saying, telling kids that your gender is based on what you think you are, how you see yourself, how you discover who you are, your authentic self. And then they, starting in preschool, they have these books out that tell kids that gender can change like the weather, that you can, it's based on your feelings and you can choose your own pronouns and they can fluctuate. So they're literally confusing kids and creating a mental health crisis through all of these different choices that confuse adults, to be honest.
Yeah, it is something that obviously you had someone like Mario Lopez, someone who was speaking in one way, and I'll share that clip. And then you can see why people flip-flop, and then even people who are pretty much are speaking out against having children, young children, exposed to such things at an early age or at all. And this example is a great one because it's a celebrity who was speaking out like many, and then he suffered the backlash.
You can't talk about trans kids, you know?
Well, that's not racism, but yeah, that's just what that is authoritarianism. They're just trying to enforce a certain way of thinking and behaving, and they go hard on anybody who deviates. Poor old Mario Lopez.
Probably the nicest guy
that's ever lived. He's like, well, I don't think kids should be trans. I mean, they're little babies. And they're like, what? You insensitive. It's because they can go after him for something like that, and he'll acquiesce. He'll give in.
You know, and I always say, if you come from a place of love, you really can't go wrong. But at the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then, okay, well, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And it's sort of alarming. And my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Right. Mario Lopez went on Candace Owens' show, which sounds like a Mad Lib of ridiculousness. However, it did happen. And he is now trending because of what he said about raising children and gender identities.
So what are your thoughts there? Because it seems like some people can come out and speak out, but then he came back and issued an apology, right? He had to issue an apology kind of to protect himself. What do you, so it kind of sets a precedence for anyone else who will step up and speak out that they're going to end up getting in some deep trouble with this movement.
Well, I'm speaking out in my school district. And the reason is because people are not identifying terms. Even the word transgender is extremism, because in the 2020 sex ed standards put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center, it literally says in their glossary that transgender is an umbrella term encompassing large numbers of identities. So when we have unlimited gender choices, and that's the real definition here, and that's what's being promoted to our children as young as age 3, then parents need to stand up and say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. You have seen, why do you think they would use Muslim girls in hijab to promote this movement? It's kind of like if you took, let's say, a Christian who believes in a certain value, or let's say a Jew who, you know, he stays away from pork and he's dressed in a traditional Jewish dress, and then to promote him eating, let's say, pork, for example, there'd be a big backlash, right? Why would they do that, to go ahead and put two Muslim women in hijab, you know, imitating Mary, the most purest woman, the mother of Jesus, and to have them associated with this movement?
Because they're trying to teach kids a term called intersectionality, which means that they can have many different types of identities and hold on to their religion, because they want us to have a religion that's just outward, such as the outward customs that we practice, without the moral standards. So they want our religion to become an outward shell that really loses its meaning and doesn't have any influence about how we conduct our lives. It's just superficial. And that's how they want kids to see their religious affiliations.
Mm-hmm. In the film, you can see different academics. That's a surprising thing. These are people with degrees. These are people. You gave a beautiful example of, can you share that with our audience again, about a detective and if he's trying to solve a case, what he's looking for?
Right. I always tell parents when they're discussing this issue with their kids to say, if this was truly based on science, then science is objective and should align along all sciences. So I asked my forensic detective friend who practiced forensic science for many years in order to investigate suspects of crimes, when they were taking blood samples and DNA samples, did they ever run across in all of their decades of practice a non-binary person or transgender? And they said, no, they have never run across that type of suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because so this is not part of the DNA, no matter how you change your clothing, your makeup, even your hormones or surgeries, it's not going to change your DNA.
Yeah. Many people are just really having a hard time wrapping their mind around this. That's something so obvious. You know, it's kind of to the core of the human being. It's all the way into the DNA, the chromosomes. I mean, everything part of a human being distinguishes if a man is a man or a woman is a woman. It's just straightforward. I mean, in the Quran, we have it just over and over. The man is not like the woman. And then the verses that talk about it in Christianity, Judaism, it is just straightforward since the beginning of time. How we gotten to a point where we're even having, there's even a debate on this. You watched the Dr. Phil show, correct?
Yes, I did.
Is this statistic true? Is he quoting facts that half of the country is divided over these pronouns?
Half of Americans say they feel very or somewhat comfortable using gender-neutral pronouns, while 48% say they feel very or somewhat uncomfortable using them.
You know, that's the first time I heard that. So I really don't know. I'd have to check that into that. But wow.
Because you would think now, hold on, like most people, they just kind of follow. That's that kind of you know, follow mentality, you know, like just blindly fitting in, you know, pressure. And then you have in like in the film, like people who are academics and students who are looking up to these people as educated. And then they start trying to say, bring science into it. But there's no science behind this, is there?
Well, they're saying that there is, which, you know, what's going on is in universal preschool, the master plan that Biden wants to bring in for universal preschool. And you can see this on my website. It has for the National Educators of Young Children. It says they want to teach gender identity as meaning that it's expansive and fluid viewed by science. However, they're changing the definition of science to mean that a fact is based on experts' opinions. And of course, they choose who those experts are.
Mm-hmm. So then you have people who are academics who are in these positions. And now you have a play on words. A lot of it's a play on words, play on psych. You can see where a lot of people who are coming out who have, in the film, you have the person who went through this change and now is speaking out against this. And
in What is a Woman?
Yes. So,
yes, that was powerful. Yeah. And there's many coming out, detransitioners that are young.
What is it called? What is it called? Detransitioners?
It's called detransitioners. And if you ever want to interview some of them, I could get their names, some names for you, because they have some very moving, powerful testimonies of how they are now sterilized. They cannot have children. And they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. They were rushed into these decisions and their bodies are mutilated. They're having health issues that are horrific. And it's very sad. They feel like they were social experiments, and they were.
I lived 8 years as Laura Jensen until I woke up and realized that it was totally insane to live this out. The first time that it happened in the 50s was Christine Jorgensen, but Jenner took it to the next level.
Wow. And the person in the film by Matt Walsh, What is a Woman, talks about how they are, the people who are really benefiting from this is the drug companies.
The doctor I went to, his name is Dr. Paul Walker. Dr. Paul Walker was a homosexual transgender activist. He felt his job was to do like they're doing today, is to introduce people to hormones and surgery as a process of treatment. Now, keep in mind, Dr. Paul Walker was not just your average therapist. Dr. Paul Walker was the author, the primary chairperson and author of the Harry Benjamin International Standards of Care, the very same standards of care that's being used today that's called WPATH Standards of Care. His agenda was pushing transgenderism, pushing surgery, and pushing hormones recklessly and really damaging someone's life like mine.
He was quoting the amount of money. It's like $1.3 million per, if you can get somebody to go down this route, that's how much the gain is worth to the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, they're creating lifetime medical patients out of healthy children, mm-hmm. which is easier to control. I actually talked to one, it's easier to control people when they're dependent mm-hmm. on the government. And I talked to a psychiatrist actually about this, and he said something stunning to me about puberty blockers that I never thought about. Besides all of the health risks, he said, you know, hormones are part of when you go through puberty, you're moving from childhood into adulthood, which also impacts your thinking and your cognitive ability to be able to, you know, you're losing that imaginary, you know, type of life and you're going into more reality. And he said, hormones is part of us developing cognitively. And I thought that was very intriguing. I'd never heard that before. He said, so really, when you put kids on puberty blockers, he said, aren't you creating a Peter Pan syndrome where you're perpetuating childhood? Thus, people who are more childlike are easier to control by daddy government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make this pitch that it's something like, you know, we'll just put everything on pause as if it's that simple and we'll just continue the process while you figure things out. But in his documentary, What's a Woman?, you had experts coming on also talking about this is a drug called Lepron mm-hmm. that actually is like pretty much chemical castration that they give to people, sex predators and others.
Yes.
It's very scary. It can cause cancer. It has a whole list of very dangerous side effects. And this is child abuse, to be giving this to children at such a long age. There's no scientific data to support that it's safe, as far as we know. And it's something that just unnatural. How can they get away with this? It just doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. It is child abuse because puberty blockers are not FDA approved for the purpose they're using it for, such as sex changes. It is not FDA approved. And I talked to a head endocrinologist of a gender clinic in my county, and he verified that.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mark Daniels.
Wow, that's interesting. We can go down just another route where we won't at this time. But you have also, they were talking about that people not dare, doctors, scientists, experts in this arena, that they not dare speak against what the advocates out there, the activists, are speaking in favor of this position. But as soon as doctors, they're so fearful of the consequences that they keep their mouth shut.
Yes, a lot of them do. I know that as a teacher, I went through a sexual harassment training, and they're trying to totally scare teachers by saying that if you don't use pronouns that could be that a child chooses, that could be considered sexual harassment, which would cause you to lose your job. And it keeps people quiet. But wow. I'm not keeping quiet about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a teacher the other day say that she's just will not, many Muslim teachers, they will not, they're going to have to quit their jobs because they can't go along with this. And they're having them in the schools. Like usually at the beginning, they'll say, okay, how many boys are you going to give me? How many girls? Because there's a distinction. The boys are a little bit more rowdy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of figure this out. But she's like, we can't even say that. That was just one example because they can get in trouble.
Yes, I just went through an in-service at my school where they told us not to refer to kids as boys and girls, instead to use words like students or scholars, not to refer to parents as moms or dads, but instead to use the word parents or partners.
Mm-hmm. When you go, they also want, what's interesting, when you go into the history of the people who kind of are the masterminds behind this individual by the name of Kinsey. Do you know much about his bio? And
yes, I do.
Can you bring us up to speed? There was another individual also. It was
John William Money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I want to, this book right here, it's called As Nature Made Him. This is about John William Money and the kind of experiments he did on children, which was, it was horrific. I have some quotes here from John William Money. In the Time magazine of April 19th.
Tell us for the audience who have never heard this name, like why are we bringing up, what's John William Money? Who is he?
Okay, John William Money is the man that, quote unquote, sexologist who came up with the idea of gender identity, that gender is based on perception rather than on biology.
Mm, so he's the mastermind that he kicked this off pretty much.
Yes.
Wow. So go ahead. What are you going to share with us?
Yeah, I want to share a quote from him in Time magazine. It says, a childhood sexual experience, such as being the partner of a relation of a relative or an older person, need not necessarily affect the child adversely. He was an advocate of pedophilia. He also was quoted in the Dutch Journal of Pedophilia by saying, if I were to see the case of a boy aged 10 or 12 who was intensely attracted toward a man in his 20s or 30s, and the relationship is totally mutual and bonding and genuinely totally mutual, then I would not call it pathological in any way.
Wow. So this
he was totally for boys having sex with older men.
And he set the stage for all of this, huh? This is what modern-day psychologists, psychiatrists, and others who are in this, sexologists, whatever, they pretty much, they go off of his work to his formula for what we have today?
Yes, and he studied under Alfred Kinsey, who said kids are sexual from birth.
Yeah.
And Alfred Kinsey had horrific, he authorized horrific types of research to show that babies as young as 5 months old have orgasms. And he did this through pedophilia with a time watch.
This is some really
mind-boggling,
scary stuff. Let's get into another clip here.
You stood up here and said trans women are women.
Yes.
Tell me what you mean. What is a woman?
Womanhood is something that, just as Ethan explained, I cannot define because I am not
but
myself.
You used the word. So what did you mean when you said trans women are women if you don't know what it means?
Right. So here's the thing. So I do not define what a woman is because I do not identify as a woman. Womanhood is something that is an umbrella term. It includes people
that describes what?
People who identify as a woman.
Identify as what?
As a woman.
What's your reaction to that? This is the clip from the Dr. Phil show.
It's this circular argument. They can't identify what a woman is. And so it just shows that we've really lost our way. And mm-hmm. This is really comes down to breaking apart the nuclear family. When you no longer have any genders, male or female, then you no longer have a family. So who is the family? The government?
Mm. Let's get into when Matt Walsh, he took it back outside of the U.S. and he went to an African village. And this is very interesting to ask them these questions and what they
What if a man say. Decides that his gender identity is woman?
A woman has its own duty, and a man has its own duty, and a lady cannot duty the duty of a man, and a man cannot do a duty of a woman.
Can a man become a woman?
No.
No?
No.
What about a transgender? Transgender?
No.
No?
It look like to if you want to become a lady but you're a man, you have something wrong in
something
your
wrong.
Mind. Something wrong in your family, something wrong in you.
What about if someone was non-binary?
Come again?
non-binary.
Uh-huh.
You know, like non, like someone is
you're not a woman, you're not a man.
Yeah, someone's like, someone is neither. There's something else. Is that?
He's saying we have never seen things like those. For a man, he has a penis. For a woman, he has a vagina. So we know this is a lady, this is a man.
What if it's a woman with a, what if it's a woman with a penis?
Both?
Is that? People are laughing. Is that a dumb question?
Your thoughts?
I think it's a great point that we have in the Western world become so open-minded that our brains have fallen out. Mm-hmm. So we need to go back to the simplistic.
The basics.
These guys are smarter than us.
There was a grandpa that he visited in the store, and he put a sign up. I don't know if you remember that part in the film, and that sign was, I won't repeat the one word, but he said, if you're born with a, you're not a chick. Yeah. So it was just common sense. He was just spitting common sense. It seems like common sense nowadays is not common practice.
But a transgender councilwoman says he's a bigot who went to the dark side on her.
You are nuts. You're not a woman. You don't look like a woman. You don't act like a woman.
The confrontation started inside.
Trans women are women.
Get a
trans women are women.
And spilled into the street.
You are not a chick.
Aberdeen Councilwoman Tiesa Meskis confronted owner Don Suker about a sign he posted in his store saying, if you are born with a slang for a male body part, you are not a chick.
I'm telling you right now, as a trans women are women.
Well, I'm telling you, as a man, that's bull.
Uh-huh.
It is, it's total bull.
Okay.
You know what? Nobody confronts you. That's the problem.
Really?
If they'd say,
really?
What the?
You want to bet?
What the is
you
going
have
on? Do you know how many people you've embarrassed at City Hall?
Me, an embarrassment to City
Hall?
They
have to tolerate that.
City, sir, you are an embarrassment to this city.
I am a pillar in the city.
Everybody knows.
I'm a pillar in this. Now, do that. Do you know why? Every time some bull like this happens, my sales go up because people are wanting this.
Really? Really?
Really.
We're going to show them the side of you. And
you do it. You do it. You do it really good. Because guess what?
Hopefully we can wake you up.
You are nuts.
Let's wake you up.
You are
truth,
nuts.
Sir.
You're not a woman. You don't look like a woman. Uh-huh. You don't act like a woman.
Really?
You're in the head. What's wrong
really?
With you?
I'm in the head.
I am confronting you.
Yes, sir.
That you are.
I do think that people should be aware that Center of Disease Control is behind this. Their definition of non-binary means gender creative. And that means that kids can make up their own genders. And they call these genders minorities. So under critical race theory, that means that they would be considered the oppressed, the marginalized, the minorities, where if your biological gender and you're a cisgender, they call it, then you are considered privileged and an oppressor. So they are incentivizing kids to become these non-conforming genders through critical race theory.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So people out there who have transitioned down this path, you've met a lot who have come out, come back to warn against this, who have fell into this trap. So with the proper education, people can hopefully make the right decisions. That's what we're trying to do here, because as in the film, the one interviewee who went down this path, he said that he quoted the statistic that 7 or some years after the fact, that this group is the most suicidal.
Yes, I've been reading some articles about that. There's a lot of research coming out about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
From Heritage Foundation. I just saw that.
So if you want to talk about compassion and love, that's out of the love. I'm sure this is why you're doing it, why we're doing it. We're trying to educate humanity, because obviously this is an attack on our children. This is an attack on us, on parents' rights. And your work is just so important, so vital. How can people go ahead and connect with you and get some more information on the topic?
They can definitely connect on my website. It's www.brenda4kids.com, the number four, brenda4kids.com. And there's a contact where they can email me through the contact on the website. Also, my website is in many languages. There's a Google Translate feature, so it can be read in Arabic or in any language, the articles. And some of my videos are now getting translated into Arabic.
Nice. Just one last question. Have you seen some of the footage that they've caught? You know, a person, they cannot take a child into a strip club. And if they were caught, you know, you can get charged, you can get arrested. But you have many of these places, they invite some of these people, and they're pretty much just really dressed and decently doing very provocative dances and having kids put money like you would into a stripper, you know. It's very sad to see. It's not a joking, laughing matter. And you see this, how are they able to get away with this and nobody's doing anything?
That's a good question. I know in Texas, they're trying to ban that because they're trying to come out with laws about that. And because that was going on in Dallas during Pride Month this month. And there were a lot of people horrified that minors are participating and being brought into this, even walking on the strip with the drag queens. Mm-hmm. And so they're calling this out. How it's being I don't know how they're getting away with it.
I mean, and then you have sex offenders who are just having like a field day. This is they've been caught in these places and they going into women's rest areas. And next thing you know, this is like a sex offender. So it's like, it's how convenient for him to say, yeah, I'm this type of gender.
Articles where sexual predators have used the gender identity based on feelings, defense, in going into women's bathrooms. And in this particular case, they were arrested.
Throw a little mascara on their face and they can sit in a bathroom and wait for a victim.
Well, and that's already been happening. It's happened in one of the middle schools where a transgender young man assaulted a girl in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it was the father who was demonized for trying to protect his daughter. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. But I will tell you that after that Texas Dallas drag queen situation happened and one of the Dallas legislators wanted to ban that with a law, Senator Scott Wiener, who is a senator in California, tweeted out that he wants to pass a law in California that is going to require a drag queen 101 class before graduation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something else. What happens is, what are they doing if you conveniently, now you are someone who's a criminal and you're about to go to jail, you're a man, and you're like, hey, I think I'd have more fun over here on the other side with the women.
Yeah.
What happens in this case?
I'm sure it's happening. I mean, they're doing it in the prisons.
A man can say, look, I'm a woman and in California, let's say California, this is the Mecca of this. So they'll put him in the jail with the women.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. And there have been assaults.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And so our women prisoners are not safe.
Wow. This is something really scary, scary. Thank you very much, Brenda. We're out of time. Thank you for sharing this with us. And you guys can go to Purpose, Brenda for Kids, brendaforkids.com to learn more. And God bless you. Look forward to speaking with you again in the future, Brenda.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in here to The Dean Show. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. And you see what's going on. You see the times that we're living in. And there's actually a prediction of this in the Quran that the shayateen, shaitan will look to change the creation of God Almighty Allah. So this is where God-conscious people and people who've even fallen into this, there's always hope. God Almighty Allah is the most loving, the most merciful, can always change towards the way of the natural way of the fitrah, come back to your creator. He's the most loving, the most kind, the most merciful, because there are so many layers of deception and so much attack on the fitra, on the natural way. So sometimes people, they fall into traps, but there's always room until death to go ahead and turn back to make toba, what's called. And for us out there, people of consciousness, people of goodness and morality, to stand together, to work together, because you can see, as what was quoted from the Dr. Phil show, if this is accurate, half the country is already divided on this. And you see when people, celebrities speak out, like for example, Mario Lopez, when they speak from their fitra, from the innate nature of the human being to go ahead and reject this, they get attacked. They get attacked and then they go ahead and go back into their shell and they succumb. But that's why we need to lead the way to go ahead and be those who invite to good, to warn against evil. And we have to do it with kindness and compassion, and what we're doing it with love. But we have to speak the truth. We'd like to have you on, Matt Walsh from What is a Woman? If you accept our invitation, we'd like to have you on the program. These are the points and areas that we can work together. Thank you very much. Subscribe if you haven't already. We'll see you next time here on the Dean Show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many of you know Eddie, the Dean Show. Name hasn't changed because the message will stay the same, the Dean. And that's exactly what he has been consistently calling to. So this effort is long overdue. Masjid, gym, and Dawah Center. All of this is manifestation of the Dean, providing for the mind, body, and soul. With this gym, subhanAllah, as we know, Eddie has been involved in martial arts for over 10 years. We know the Dean Show has been here for 10 years plus. Let's donate to this cause and realize that this definitely is a manifestation of our ibadah, of giving from what Allah has given us and giving it back to something that He loves. As you've seen with the work that He has done, being consistent and in having integrity with this message of telling people about Allah from different walks of life. And He definitely compliments the Ummah when we look at the presence of Islam and Muslims in America. Let's donate to this beautiful, beautiful idea that we see He has the caliber and the integrity and the wherewithal to see it through. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all for your donation, for your contribution, for spreading the link of this message to people, to where they can give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving to ones that call to Allah. Barakallahu fikum. Don't forget to support this beautiful, beautiful effort. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.